Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's the Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast. And Brian Davis. It's the Dork Podcast. #DorkPodcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of #Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined by Dem Thrones boys, Ryan Davey and Chris Scheim. Fellas, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, after I feel like all I've been doing is podcasting recently.
We've been podding up a storm. Yeah, we had the Mac and Goo movie draft last night.
That's right.
We recorded that bad boy, so that'll be coming to a pod channel near you. We're here to talk about A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. We've been doing episode recaps. This is the fifth episode. The finale is this upcoming Sunday. And it's all spoilerful. And the show, honestly, to me, just keeps getting better and better. I thought episode four was the highlight. And then episode five, I would say, was even better. Scheim, what say you about episode five, In the Name of the Mother?
Yeah, I loved it. There were a couple parts I thought were a little kind of like cheesy and predictable, but overall, really enjoyed it. The way in which they had Dunk actually fight, I thought was great, because he clearly has no clue what he's doing. And I thought they kind of choreographed it very well.
Just a big hoss. Just a mauler. Gets his mitts on you.
Strength.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, I also like to Scheim's point, too. I like how, like, you know, you see these, you know, whether it be like kung fu movies or whatever, these guys just like go forever, right? And it just like they never get tired. But it's just like you get hit like in the chest with something, or like you're not going to last very long.
No,
like, especially when you're wearing all that armor. Right, it's heavy and it's like, and you're in the mud, so it's going to be slow. Like there's no like flips or crazy acrobatics. It's just like you said. I think it was the best part of it is how practical it was.
Mm. Yeah.
You get knocked off a horse, like it's going to take you a second to hop back up.
And you get hit with a mace in the face.
Oh my God. You get just bludgeoned with a mace.
I mean, you guys have played sports, right? Like you've gotten your bell rung, like I'm sure. And that's like as close to a depiction as you can get, where you just like sound, you can't hear anything and like you can barely see. And you're just like, I thought that was really cool. And it was all from like Dunk's perspective, which was like really dope.
Yeah. I think anybody listening has had the wind knocked out of them. I think anybody that's played football, hockey, or whatever has probably had a concussion or close to it. And it's like these poor bastards get the 1-2 the whole time. And I was a little nervous when last week on the preview for like the next on, because like the episode four ended on such a high. Like Baylor joins Dunk's side. They have the trial of seven. But then I'm like, oh, we're going to do some flashbacks. I'm like, we're going to get some young Dunk. And they, to me, they still crushed it. Like I was annoyed that they went away from the fight, but all that stuff was really compelling. So very early on, it's like they're doing the trial of the seven, and then Dunk just gets fucking tossed. And then it's like, all right, boom, roar right into like young Dunk just kind of running around with his girlfriend. They're in like King's Landing. They're just fucking kids doing kid stuff.
Grew up in Flea Bottom.
And you're just like, so you're following that, but like you're learning a lot about this guy. And then unbeknownst to me, like you also find out more backstory of how he's introduced to Arlen of Pennytree and sort of how he follows that guy around and then is just sort of like eventually taken in by him. I was unaware of this Rafe character, Shime. So this is one of those things where like I got spoiled because of all the deep dives I've been doing on Wikipedia. But this is one thing that I had no idea what was going to go down. You had a chance. You're like, all right, here's a character that we haven't seen. Like, you know, we haven't heard any reference to. But I didn't think she's going to go out like that. So that, to me, was pretty jarring. She steals the dagger and was, boom, done. You're like, oh, no.
But it was also, like, pretty gruesome, too. Like,
yeah. That, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, too. Like, they did a really good job of kind of showing you how naive Dunk has been his entire life. Like, this is who he has been his whole life. He's just kind of been a big dolt, but he's lovable and he just wants to kind of fight for what's right. And he just he believes that his mother is going to come back for him in Flea Bottom. She never will. She never has. She never will. She's probably not even alive, but he still just believes that she will come back.
Yeah. And yeah, it's sad. You can see he had a really good relationship though with this girl, right? And like they kind of tell each other that they love each other. They're really kind of all they have. And then he sees her die right in front of her, and he's too small. There's nothing really he can do about it. And then drunk ass Arlen of Pennytree comes out.
This dude, she just comes out. He's like, stop that boy. Swinging his sword.
I referred to him in my notes as Captain Hangdown.
Yeah. He's typed in there. I was a little upset we didn't get a little peek. You know, we spent time with him just a little bit. I'm not sure if it's crazy. Peek? It's a good bookend though. Like, so like the backstory is just in the middle, as it also allows you to realize like Dunk is out of the fight for a little bit. Like he's just like laying down trying to get his wits about him. But it starts with the trial of seven. It ends with the trial of seven. We also get a pretty significant death along the way. How did you like just sort of, I guess you already sort of mentioned it, like how they filmed it, but just like the trial of seven with all the hype that it was sort of build up to after episode four, sort of the payoff here in episode five.
The second to last episode of every Game of Thrones series seems to be like the one they kind of focus on like throughout the series. So this was kind of like, and like you said, Sean, like kind of like the naive Dunk is gone now. And I think, and someone said, I think it was one of the showrunner at the end, like the end credit thing. He's like, you know, it's always the best people in this series who get smoked. And it's, and
the people who
and
try I think, to do the right thing always end up getting bit in the ass.
Right. And I think that, you know, for Dunk to see, like he's seen that like his whole life, like and to see it, you know, kind of backfire on him a little bit. Cause like, you know, people around him have died, but like no one's ever like fought for him and died. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, especially with someone, a Targaryen who was, you know, of that much renown, that guy went to bat for you and died. Like that's on you.
Yeah.
Like that sucks.
Yeah. It's crazy too. Like the ending where he's just like, hey, we need good men or whatever. And he's just like relieved that he won. Like everybody on their team took a beating. Two of the dudes died. We'll get to that. But then Baylor is just like, hey, we need good guys. He's like, I got you. And then they like remove his helmet. You're like, oh, the back half of his brain's gone.
Well, who is it? Steely. I want to call him Steely Dan, but I know that's not his name.
The armor guy,
Steely Pate.
Steely Pate. And he goes like, he's like, yeah, it's crushed into the back, and I'm like, oh shit, because he says like he can't feel his hands, and I'm like,
no.
No. And then he reaches back there with like the glove, the metal mitted hand. He like reaches back, touches it, looks at it.
Oh, my not doing nothing doing there. Yeah, that was that was pretty gross. And so it was his brother that killed him, right?
That's what he says. Yeah, he even says, he's like, oh yeah, it was my brother's mace to the back of my head.
Fucking guy, what are you doing? So what now,
come on.
Like, this is really the worst case scenario for Maker and Aerion Targaryen, because it's like they lost the Trial of Seven and they killed their brother.
They killed the crown prince. Not just their brother, but they killed the literal sitting prince ready to take the throne.
Like, what a pig fuck this whole thing turned out to be.
So bad.
They go to this place. They got the one son who's like, yeah, this guy stole my little brother, which isn't even true. And then we have to have a Trial of the Seven. So,
and we didn't see what happened to him, right?
We didn't see him at all.
We saw the Kingsguard a little bit, but we didn't see him. Like, you didn't see him specifically.
Yeah, no, I don't think we saw him at all. But we see a lot of Egg in this episode, kind of rooting him on from the side. What a great, terrific little kid actor this guy is. I love Egg.
Doing a great job.
It really is amazing, like the casting they did on this guy and on Dunk. Both guys have been really, really good. Easy to root for from start to now. And I only like them more now after the five.
I don't know that I needed the get up, sir. Yeah. Get up, sir. I don't know if I needed that, but it was also kind of hilarious. So in retrospect, it's fine.
Well, it's funny because like Dunk can hear Arlen of Penitentiary in his head saying that, right? And then also like little Egg. Yeah, so I wonder where the Targaryens go from here. Like, they got to be kind of a little bit in scramble mode at this point.
So yeah, we've talked a lot about like how many crazy things have to happen for Egg to eventually kind of become the king in the end. And so, like, you're just starting to see some of those crazy things play out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you're the fourth son of the fourth son. Right, isn't that what they say? So you're gonna there's a few guys between you and there. So Team Dunk versus Team Aerion. Team Dunk wins, however, they did lose two confirmed kills. Sir Humphrey Beesbury and Sir Humphrey Harding.
Oh, the Humphreys.
The Flying Humphrey brothers out. And so Robin Riesling, I believe, is still the one-eyed bandit, he's still with us. And then obviously Dunk, Baylor, Lionel Baratheon, and Raymond Fosaway. Now, Shyam, I don't think we did. They kill anybody on the other team?
Not that we saw in the episode. The only people that died were on Dunk's team that we saw.
Yeah, yeah. In the flashback, there's a guy that mentions Daemon's Rebellion. What can you tell us about that, Shyam?
So that's different. So that's Daemon Blackfyre. Right. So this kind of takes place post Blackfyre Rebellion. It's kind of the fallout of the Blackfyre Rebellion. And that's one of the things you like in the flashback, the guy they sold all the scraps they kind of pillaged off the dead people. He's like, yeah, the Blackfyre Rebellion's over. To take your leathers and run, kid. Because the Targaryens kind of shut down the bastards that were the Blackfyres, who were quote unquote like made legitimate by the king at the time, but weren't actually legitimate Targaryens. And so they kind of shut down that first Blackfyre Rebellion. But there's, I think, three total Blackfyre Rebellions. So this is kind of in between one and two.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was, again, this is not from any book reading. This is more Wikipedia reading. But Aegon the Fourth was a real son of a bitch. And I believe kind of based off of King, like Henry VIII, maybe. Was he sort of built off of him, like in real life? Like he was at one point like a handsome devil and then got like really fat and like just had a million kids. And
Syphilis.
Yeah, it was just
the whole nine. He was just a piece of shit, big time piece of shit.
Probably
tip back to tail piece of shit.
Yeah, big time.
And so, but then, like, so you were saying, so then at the end, he, like, as he was dying, he's like, all my bastards are legit. And then they're like basically the Blackfyres. And then that was like sort of one of the first like Targaryen on Targaryen battles.
Right? Exactly. And that was the first real rebellion that the Targaryens had to kind of strike down. And it was kind of a crazy war, but they ended up winning.
And it was their own, was like technically, right?
Yeah.
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, what is Dunk's fighting ability?
3.
Yeah. I was going to say like a 4.7.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely below 5. He's got room to work on it. But
yeah, strong as an ox, but
strong
like
as an ox,
I would know how to wield.
And he perseveres. He fights through the pain, man. Yep. He doesn't, you know, he's like out there. He'll bite his finger off to play the next play. He doesn't care.
Big heart.
I just wrote nail gun. Guy's
endless
nails.
Motor.
Guy is just nails, you know. Yep. But like, I was thinking the whole time. Like I've been to Medieval Times. I've been to Excalibur in Vegas. And I've watched like those guys who like cosplay and like do this like kind of for real. Have you seen those guys who like dress up and they have like arm, like full armor, and they just like go around whacking each other?
Oh yeah.
How fucking much every one of those things must have hurt.
Terrible.
Like
it's the worst kind of fighting. Like to me, first of all,
so barbaric.
Starting on a horse, I'm out. I don't want to be involved in the horse. I would feel terrible if I fucking poked the horse with my joust. Like I'm not trying to hurt the horse. I don't want to be up that high. I don't feel like I'm really in control.
You're off balance, right? The whole time. Like, you can't stay back. I mean, that's the trick of being a jouster, right? Yeah.
You can't even see for shit.
That's the other thing.
And then that gets like off skew. You're blind. You can't see anything. And then you're
down like a quarter inch. You can't see.
And then everything is just so heavy that you're going to be inherently really, really slow.
It's like fighting with training weights.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So now that we've seen him a little bit, if it wasn't a trial of 7 and it was just a straight up trial by combat, how do you think he and Arian do one-on-one?
See, I think Arian wins because there was a couple times where like, because the other thing too is like Dunk would get up and like get his footing, and then all of a sudden someone else would come and just rock him. So like, and that happened to Arian a couple times too.
Yeah,
and I think Arian was so fast and used to wearing that stuff that he it's not about strength at that point. It's about like timing and speed, right?
I feel like if they start on the horse, Arian probably wins. Because I think he immediately knocks him down, and then he just jumps down and then takes advantage.
Beats
and
like, the shit out of him.
Yeah, while he's in flashback land, he just kills him. I think if it's straight up one-on-one with giant swords, Dunk, we've seen it. He can wear one or two shots and then just like smother him. And then once he's on top of him, he'll kill him.
he's got good ground game.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. He gets you on the ground. He fights you in the mud. It's like he's good in a street fight. That's why Dunk is kind of this kind of knight, because he's so stupidly strong. He's like, you know, the mountain or the hound. He's just these guys that are unnaturally massive and strong. So I think like one-on-one, kind of Viper versus Mountain style, I actually think Dunk probably wins 7 times out of 10.
Yeah, I think he might. Shyam, don't answer this because you know. Davey, do you think at this point the two Targaryens are just going to be so fucking pissed? Or like, do you think Maker is going to be so mad at Arian because he specifically did not do trial by combat, and then now he has the blood of his brother and the heir to the throne sort of on his hands? He's like, what the fuck? Like, this all could have been avoided if you just weren't a coward.
And again, so like you, like knowing what we know, but by accident, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this kind of fractures that house to the point where like there's going to be, as we would say in the sporting world, like a big shakeup. Right. We're going into it. We're going into like full rebuild now. Because, you know, you can't. Yeah. Like you just, first of all, like you called this whole, everyone in the room knew you were lying. And instead of taking it on the chin, you involved everybody. And now one of us is dead.
Well, because I still go back to the scene where they're sitting there and when he calls for the trial of the 7, and they weren't even like, hell yeah, like we're going to dominate. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they like looked down the table.
Why are you being such a prick? Just fight him.
he was disgusted with it. So I'm like, this was way worse than even him just losing, which he did lose.
Oh, he did. And he got embarrassed too. He had to stand in front of everybody and say that he withdrew his accusation and that he yielded.
Yeah.
Not easy. So he said, tell
him. He didn't even get to die. Said,
yeah. That's the other thing too. Like, I would have just be like, just kill me, dude.
Yeah, no.
But it's a good. It's good. We asked that question of like, if the two guys who were quarreling, one of them goes down, the whole thing stops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was, and again, he didn't even say, he didn't have the balls to say, I yield. He said, I withdraw my accusation. Did, because he told Egg, he told Dunkey, yield it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then didn't say that to the, like, that's a chicken shit move too.
He is
100%.
He's a loser. He's a fucking loser.
He's such a tool.
Dude, how about our guy Baratheon's helmet with the fucking giant stag horn sticking out of it?
It's a bad idea.
Well, it looks sick though.
It looks sick, but like the first thing I would do is grab that.
Yeah, but he's on his horse first.
I know, but like if he and I went toe to toe, the first thing I'd do is try to grab one of them horns.
Yeah, yank his head down.
I'm pissed we didn't get a look at him really in combat. We didn't get really much of him. We don't really know what he's cooking up. I'm sure.
You know, like I said, it was cool to see it from Dunk's perspective, where like this is so overwhelming, and like you can kind of see him like in the background, but they're all like out of focus and like in the fogs, so you can't really see.
Yeah, I think the only moment we really see him is when like Dunk and Arian are kind of in the mud battling it out, and you hear Makar like, my son, and like he's running over there, but Baratheon stops him and fights him, and like that's like all we got.
We need like the all 14, the like just the pan back video so we could see everybody.
Break down the film.
I want to see everybody. I want to see what the Fossaways are doing.
I want to see if Raymond actually fought anybody or if he just like puked in the corner.
And and the other Targaryen, what's his name, that was like, I don't even want to fight. Yeah. What do you think he's even?
Well, I could have sworn he was one of the ones on the horse that knocked over Arian.
Oh, okay.
Like, cause that's why he was like trying to throw the match. He's like, fuck it, I'm just going to hit my own brother. Like get it by accident.
There was also a shot of like two Kingsguard. Like they were like fighting and there were two Kingsguards behind them. So like, and he said he was going to be by them. And I think you could kind of see him like behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is like, again, chicken shit move, but
cowards.
Like, I'm not trying to do it.
At least he was honest about it. He's like, I'm not trying to fight anybody right now.
No. It's going to take a little while for Dunk to heal, I would imagine. He's probably, actually, same with Arian. The two of them probably got the most fucking snot beat out of each other.
Part of the game.
It is part of the game. Is what you kind of sign up for, I think, in a trial of seven. I mean, honestly, I'm a little surprised. We should have set the number last week at deaths. I would have probably set it at like 4.5. And I think
I think
we only got two. So
we got three, right?
Oh,
the two Humphreys, the flying Humphreys, and then Prince Baelor.
No doubt. Yep, Baelor. Baelor made his way off the battlefield and then in the locker room celebrating.
among the Miller Lite or Miller High Life, he went down. Yeah.
Mid post game interview, he fucking drops down. Baelor, no.
No,
Baelor, no. We'll miss you, Baelor. Yeah, they all the different Game of Thrones like Twitter followers and stuff, or Twitter accounts that I follow, they're all posting, like putting Baelor up there with some of the great one season characters. And I'm like, it just seems really quick because it's just been 5 half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
But he is good. And like, this show is an absolute delight. It's way better. I say this every week. It's way better than I thought it was going to be. And I think it's because I was pretty into House of the Dragon. We've done episodes on each House of the Dragon episode. And I think some of those weeks we come away being like, this is amazing. Other weeks we're like, all right, not really a lot happened. Whereas this has just been pretty much wire to wire, really, 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 really good and like above House of the Dragon. So,
and I think when we were talking about this show first got announced, I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? Like, I was mad. Like, I was like, can we stop? Like, it had its time. We still have House of the Dragon. Like, can we just be done with this? And I was wrong.
The pacing in this and the humor in this are so like such a breath of fresh air. It's such a great way to spin off the Game of Thrones universe. Like they did such a good job so far, and I'm excited for episode 6.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait for the finale. It's trending as it's like going to be like one of the show of the year nominees for me. Other Game of Thrones news. If you guys have anything else in the episode, feel free.
Fire away.
I saw Screen Rant had this. HBO confirmed an Aegon's Conquest prequel is in development, which could be a major Warner Brothers movie adaptation, quote, as a mammoth Dune-sized feature film.
So that would be the original Aegon's conquest of Westeros, correct?
Yeah, the kid that we see now in House of the Dragon, right? Isn't that him?
No.
No, that's way before him.
This is the original Aegon, like the founder of the Targaryens.
My bad. You're right. That Aegon's conquest would be the first Targaryen king, right?
Yeah, so it would be him and his two sisters.
Got it. Okay.
I forget their name, like Rhaella and something else, maybe.
Okay. Aegon's conquest. Let's see. But according to a quick search, 300 years before Game of Thrones. So you're right, way before House of the Dragon.
So it's 200 years before this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's him and his two sister wives, Visenya and Rhaenys.
Oh, and he has Balerion.
Yeah, the Dread.
The single greatest dragon of all time.
See, right? That I want to see.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Especially if cinematic movie, that'd be sick.
It'd be like great. Because you can think of it like a sandworm, like, you know, him riding it, like, was he the first one to ride a dragon?
I don't know if he was the first one to ride a dragon. There were definitely dragons before him. I don't know if he might have been the first one to ride a dragon.
See, that's what I mean. That would be really sick for the Targaryens to figure out, like, oh, wait, like, we can figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's the whole Doom of Valyria, which is where they come from. And so I'm curious if they would show you that, or they would simply show like Aegon and his sister wives showing up in Westeros and be like, hey, we're here to rule now.
That's insane.
Just Balerion, the Black Dread.
Oh, God.
They have three dragons, Balerion, Vhagar, and Meraxes. I think Vhagar is also... I look at these.
Vhagar's the one from House of Dragon.
Yes, the big green.
Vhagar's the big ass green one from House of Dragon. Like,
but he's old.
Yeah, and like, it's the one with the eye patch kid who rides him.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
But this like Balerion's bigger than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like I'm looking at the, because they you can see like all like the dragon size comparisons, and like
I honestly spend a lot of time looking at these. Let me just for the sake of, because we've been doing this. Where's the one that I was looking at the other day? I want to, I got to find it. It had all of them on it.
Oh, let's like see. The dragon chart?
Dragon charts. Yeah. I had an insane dragon chart the other day. Where the fuck is it? And it's like, you gasp because there's a
couple. Oh, God, yeah.
There's a couple that are pretty big that we see, and like they're puny. They're absolutely puny, comparatively speaking.
Oh, like what's the Daenerys's dragon is like a puppy.
They're tiny. I have the chart in front of me right now. Like they are the size of a gerbil compared to like a horse. Just multiply that.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
All right, let me pull this one up for the people on YouTube, and we can look at it real quick. Anything else on this episode while I send this to myself?
No, nope, I'm excited for episode 6. This season has been great. I hope they make more.
Yep. All right, let's see. This is, I don't know if it's every single dragon in the show, but
is it the one that's just their heads? Because that's like,
this one's better because that one's good. This one I like even more because I think it goes to show you just like the sheer length of some of these bad boys.
It's the hog size of some of these guys.
All right, let's pull that. Look at this. All right. So if you're watching on YouTube, so Balerion is the one at the top of the screen.
Yeah.
He is bigger than the three biggest other ones combined.
Yeah, and his tail is bigger than like Drogon.
So Vhagar's the one we see in House of Dragon, and it is more than double the size of Vhagar.
Yes. Yeah. And so Vhagar's huge. Vhagar and
Vermithor,
who's also in House of the Dragon? Or no?
It's referenced in House of the Dragon. I don't know if they're in House of the Dragon or not.
You're right. I don't think they've gotten there yet.
I love how Daenerys's dragons like aren't even on the thing. Like they're that small. Like they're not even on the chart.
Dude, look at Stormcloud down there.
We did see Vermithor in House of Dragon because it was the Hugh Hammer guy is the one who rides Vermithor.
Yes. All right, very good.
But like I'm looking at like literally I'm looking at the size comparison. Balerion's head is bigger than Rhaegal or Drogon.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can't wait. It's insane.
Yeah, the Sheep Stealer, that's one that I think they're going to get soon in House of the Dragon, right?
Oh, that's the one that was like hunting in the wild. Yeah.
They're like referencing that because remember like House of the Dragon kind of ended where they're adding dragon riders. And I think that was one that they were like aware of that they needed to get. And it's like good size, but look at how fucking puny it is. Balerion. Seeing that if they pull that off in that'd be perfect for it too. I think if that's the whole thing, do a movie. I love that idea rather than doing like a little mini series.
And we've seen Drogon, Daenerys's dragon, and it's smaller than even the smallest ones on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's not even on the thing.
It's nuts.
That's good stuff. I love the shit. I just think about how big these dragons are. Like
I love dragons. Dragons are the best.
Dragons are the best. And that's what's crazy about this show is there are no dragons, and yet I'm locked in. There's still there's like dragon history, and like obviously the Targaryens at this point don't have any. So it's like people are like, why are we listening to everything they say? They don't fucking have dragons. Like we can maybe stop them. But all right, very good. We'll be back next week for the exciting conclusion of season one of Duncan Egg, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. The episode is titled The Morrow. Tomorrow. All right.
Hell yeah.
I think that'll be a lot of Dunk kind of licking his wounds, maybe hopping in the back to tank, trying to like heal up
and setting up season 2.
Yep.
Yeah, setting up season two, which I think is coming next year. I think they already announced 2027. Yeah. We're going to get season three of House of the Dragon this year, and then they said they're going to do a season four to wrap it up. So we're in a good spot, I'll tell you. Season six obviously was very disappointing, the last season of Game of Thrones. But since then, we've gotten a lot of good stuff. So,
all right.
Very good. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend. Tell a dork shime. Always a pleasure. And
thank you, boys.
For everybody that's watching on YouTube, you can jump over to the other link. Davey and I are going to review Wonder Man, the latest Marvel Cinematic Universe television show on Disney Plus. So we'll do that in a moment. In the meantime, stay curious.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.